Well, welcome everybody in New York City. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation, and I just love that song because that song tells it all. Love will save the day. And in these days, you got to be bad, you got to be bold, you got to be wiser, you got to be tough, you got to be strong, you got to be cool, you got to be calm. You got to stay together. How in the world are we going to do this? I've got some great news for you. It's all about love, you guys. And, you know, we have a nation full of youth that are depressed. We got 20 million kids on drugs. Suicide is number one. Depression's number one with adults. And we have a big mess. And I was a high school French teacher out in California in Dallas, and a Montessori kindergarten teacher, and I'm a grandmother. And the mission of this show is to reach the next generation. The mission of this show is to tell you how special you are, that there's somebody that cares about you, and that you are loved. And tonight's show is about comfort. Last week was our first show, and we did it on hope, because psychiatrists say that when somebody commits suicide, they see no light at the end of the tunnel. They have no hope. And we are not dealing with the chemical side of man. Man is triune, body, soul, spirit. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. And what we're going to talk about tonight is comfort. Because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the comforter, the paraclete in the Greek. And what does comfort mean? Comfort is a state of physical ease. It's a freedom from pain. It's a freedom from constraint. The easing or alleviation of a person's pain, feelings of grief or distress. It means to console, to ease, to relax, to repose. It means serenity, tranquility, contentment, support, cheer, and reassurance. If we ever need comfort, we are living in a day and hour where we need comfort. I need comfort. Just doing this show. Do you know the stress levels doing this show? And I'm a grandmother, and I'm in a new studio. This is a new show on Wall Street. I could go get a teaching job and make money, which I'm not making any money from this show, and I'm not complaining, but I'm doing it for you guys, because when I look at the news and I see what's going on, I lose my peace. And before I die and get too old and lose my voice and lose my energy, I want to try to communicate God's love to you. So please be patient with me. I'm trying to express the comfort of the Holy Spirit through this radio show. And I'm so distracted because people are walking in the door. I've got a girlfriend calling in. My phone's not working. My papers are ruffled. I'm in a different city. And I am going to tune it all out and focus on you. And God Almighty is love. God is love and God is light. Now, God the Father is in heaven and Jesus is in heaven. But Jesus didn't leave us comfortless. He sent the Holy Spirit, it says in the book of Acts 2,000 years ago. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Well, how do you get in this power and how do you get in this comfort? It's not easy, but you got to start somewhere, okay? You have to start with a prayer, actually. And I know I'm talking to people. You may not believe in God. And I'm just asking you to be open-hearted tonight. There is so much negative darkness out there surrounding us, okay? And I want to bring you into this Holy Spirit comfort with the next 4 week sessions. Now, I'm a teacher. I'm a grandmother. But I've been doing this since I was 17. At 17, I gave my heart to the Lord. And I said, Jesus Christ, if you are really God, then come into my life and forgive my sins. And when I did that, I felt the Holy Spirit come on the inside of me. I wasn't changed on the outside, just on the inside. I knew it's like somebody had turned the light switch on the inside of me. And the Bible says we're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Now we're in the kingdom of light, but we really don't know anything when you first do that. That's just the beginning. Because now you've got to renew your mind, and the battle is in your mind. Now let me tell you guys, we are not dealing with chemical imbalances tonight. If you have a chemical imbalance, you need to go to the doctor. You need to call 911. We are not dealing with the physical side. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of men. Because we are triune, body, soul, spirit. God is spirit. When we die, our spirit is going to leave our body. Our spirits aren't going to die. We are going to live eternal life. And if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all your evil sins and all my sins. And that is the entrance into a holy God, for he is so holy. He can't look on sin, but he loves us. He loves us. So he's made a way for us, and he's given us about 360 promises in the scriptures. And if you don't know what the promises are, you are going to be defeated spiritually, okay? And this is a journey. It's not quick, fast food. This takes a long time. And God is working character in our life. He's working patience on me, number one, because the Bible says love is patient. And I am not patient. And God is working on me constantly. I don't like any aggravations. I don't like anything out of order. And everything is out of order, and everything is aggravating. And so God is still working very strongly on me. But I want to convey his love to you. God has chosen to use us, and we are very imperfect beings. We are not angels. I am not an angel. I've sinned like everybody else. And the minute I think I'm holier than everybody, the Bible says pride goes before fall. And we talked about pride last week. If you keep falling, maybe you better check your pride thermometer, because pride opens up the door to deception, and pride goes before the fall. But if you humble yourself, you will be exalted. So I'm going to try to humble myself so that God's love and God's light will be communicated through this message tonight. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit. So when you say a prayer, and you ask Jesus to come into your heart, that's when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. John chapter 14, verse 16 says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate or comforter to help you and be with you forever. So the paraclete is in the word in the Greek, and that means the one that walks in you and beside you. The Holy Spirit is the power. You cannot do this on your own. And maybe you're out there, you've tried drugs, you've tried money, you've tried sex, you've tried sports, you've tried fame, you've tried everything in the book, but you haven't been able to get into the love of God. Well, I've got some good news for you. Tonight can be the beginning of your journey. And all you have to do, just say this prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I forgive everybody that's hurt me. I forgive myself. Let your Holy Spirit come on in and cleanse me. I need the power. I need the comfort. I need your power, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when you do that, you have the advocate on the inside of you. An advocate is a person who publicly supports you and cheers you on, your upholder. He's got your back. He's your promoter. And he's your fighter. He's your counselor. He's your advisor. Do you know what to do out there? No, I never know what to do because I have so many decisions to make. I am a divorced grandmother, and I'm a teacher by profession. And I'm doing this show because God wants me to share all my weak areas. Even though I'm a believer, I still have a lot of areas that are not perfect yet. But I believe I'm changing every day. And God wants me to tell you that He wants you in His family, and He wants to empower you and lift you up. I think that we have one of my best friends is calling in, and she is such a precious person. And I went out with her last night to this NFL thing, and she is just so highly gifted. And I think she's on the line right now. Brandy, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Hi.
Hey, Brandy. Just say hello to everybody in New York.
Hello, New York.
Now, Brandy is so gifted, you know, and I kind of led her back into the Lord years and years ago, but she's way more gifted and talented than I am. Brandy, why don't you tell, we're talking about the Holy Spirit tonight, the Comforter, the Teacher, the Paraclete, the one that counsels us, corrects us, instructs us, and guides us. Now, Brandy, why don't you tell everybody what you're doing? Because Brandy's trying to reach out to you guys, too.
Oh, thank you, Kay. I am an author, published author. I wrote a book many years back called The Flip Side of Glory, which was a memoir about my life and how it was to be married to an NFL player. As you probably have read in the newspapers, there is a lot of controversy going on right now between the concussion settlement, between our former players, as my husband was unfortunately one of those players who passed away with what they called CTE, otherwise known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy. But along the journey of being married to an NFL player, I was on a roller coaster ride also finding my spiritual path again, and until I met Kay about 1996. And by 2002, I had completely given myself back to the Lord because I knew at that point in time in my life, after having an aha moment with a group of young men out at juvenile detention center one night, Kay and I used to go out and work with the youth out there. I do a program called the Wannabe Seminars. What do you want to be and how do you plan to get there? And we gear that towards teens and young adults ages 14 to 18. And usually our JDC lockdowns were boys, young men, and then another lockdown would be young women in that age range. And I walked in one night and the Holy Spirit, I knew immediately that my perfect little presentation was not going to work. And the Holy Spirit came down really strong on me, and He said, "Daughter, why don't you tell him your story?" There was a lot going on in my story as a troubled teen that I had shoved under the carpet and never wanted to talk about again. I was a pillar in the community now with a foundation called Day for Our Children. I was working with the NFL alumni. We were working with teens and young adults. So
we don't really always want to share our dirty laundry, but sometimes that ministers more than all our miracles.
Well, this miracle for me that night, the night I ended up giving myself back to the Lord, because I affected a young man that night who came up and tapped me on the shoulder and asked me if I could just call his mother. I couldn't even tell you. The anointing came over me from the Holy Spirit, and everything I said that night, I couldn't even begin to tell you what I said. All I knew was I just wanted to get the hell out of Dodge, get my through the security, and sit in the car and have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, so.
Okay, but the listeners out there, Brandy, yeah, they feel the same way you do. But you've grown so much. That was just, how many years ago was that, Brandy?
That was in 2002, but this young man ended up turning his life around because the point of the message was that I heeded the messenger that night. I didn't try to go in my flesh. I didn't try to pursue the perfect little presentation that I had for these young men that night. I heeded the messenger, and after heeding the messenger that night and letting my spirit flow with these young men, that was the night I gave myself fully back to the Lord. And I knew then that I was on the right path to be able to work with these youth and young adults. And now I work with families and players with my company, Pro Athletes Transition, as well.
And Brandy, I want to just interject here because you didn't know this, but the next scripture that I was going to read is John chapter 6, verse 13. It says, "The Spirit gives life and eternal life. The flesh counts for nothing. the flesh doesn't profit anything. Now, most of us are walking around the flesh, striving and stressing. But until we get into the Holy Spirit, that's when we're going to have the comfort and the ease. But we don't stay in that realm all the time, do we, Brandy?
Absolutely not, because we have something called everyday life, and we get up in the morning and we have to go to work, we have chores, we have things that we have to do, and it's very easily every day. If you don't take a few minutes in the morning and just be blessed by the Lord and say, have some comfort time for just you and the man upstairs, it can really turn your whole day around, because we are in such a hustle and bustle world right now, and technology has taken our children, us as adults, it's taken us over to a whole different world, to where if we don't watch it, we get so lost in that world that it's really hard to come back and get back into the reality of the Spirit and being followed by the Spirit instead of being followed by so many distractions, as you and I both know. Okay,
we know. And you know what, Brandy, just doing this show today, I thought I was so prepared. I wanted to be over here in Clearwater 2 hours early because I'm in a new studio. And everything kept mounting up. I thought it was so organized, you know, I was going to have all my ducks in a row. And before you know it, it was already 1 o'clock, and the stress levels, and then trying to get you, and then my phone didn't work, and then my papers got messed up, they're not in order. And I'm like, the whole show's on comfort and ease, you know, and the joy of the Lord. But we go in and out of the Holy Spirit. It's nice to just stay in that realm, but like Brandy said, we are living in a real world. The more you let go and let God, the easier it is. If you are still trying to control everything, that's what's frustrating, right, Brandy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was first coming back into the Lord's light, it was like, okay, God, I'll give you 60%, but man, this 40% down here, you have no idea what's going on. I have to be in control of all of that. You know, and our Holy Spirit, our Father, he's such a gentleman. He's like, okay, Brandy, have at it. You know, how's that working for you down there?
I know. And it's so funny because here we are, the children of faith, and Abraham was the father of faith. But doubt will not only steal your energy, it'll steal your answers to prayer. So once you pray, you have to believe that you receive it, and then you will have it. But most of us pray, we look to see if we have it, and we don't have it, so we doubt, and we don't get it, especially
right.
In the area of finances, okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to do a show on that. But tonight, we're just trying to talk about how easy it is to get in and out of the Spirit, even though we want to be in this Holy Spirit joy bubble. It's hard, and people are listening tonight. They probably don't even understand what we're saying. 1 out of every 10 Americans is on antidepressant medication. Depression's number one with my age group. Suicide, drugs are number one with the younger generation. And 65 years old and up, suicide is number one. Now, we are only dealing with the spiritual side of man. Man's triune, body, soul, spirit. We're not dealing with chemical imbalances or any of that stuff. We're only dealing with our spiritual side. So, Brandy, tell them what else is on your heart and how they could get in touch with you and everything.
Okay. It's very easy to get in touch with me through my email address, which is so easy to remember. It's livespeaker, L-I-V as in Victor, E-S-P-E-A-K-E-R at AOL.com, livespeaker@AOL.com. You can reach me on two of my websites. One is called Day for Our Children, dayforourchildren.com, or Pro Athletes Transition, proathletestransition.com. And if you want to get involved in reading about some of my published works, you can go on to Amazon. You can just Google Brandy Winans, and you'll find me without any hesitation. You know, it's I wrote an audio CD workbook many years ago. It was the first thing that I was doing when I was doing my radio show, and it's called The Stepping Stones of Life. And originally I was gearing that towards our teens and young adults, but every adult that's listened to it said, you know, this really is for everyone. And we left all the bloopers in when I went in back to my producer, and she said there was a whole segment that I did called We're Not Perfect. And she said, Brandy, let's leave all the flaws in, because it makes you
real.
Stop and think about where you're going and where you've come from. So we left all the mistakes in, and I thought, you know what? That's the best thing that we could have ever done with that audio CD. The stepping stones of life, we go through all these stepping stones throughout our life and until we get to the stairway of heaven. And at that day, when that day comes, we have to look upon our Lord and Savior, you know, and you know, I remember the poem, The Dash. You know, person is born 1934, they die in 2007, for example, and the dash in between is who you were here. You know, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want it to say? What do you want people to say about you? That you cared about material things, that you cared about what kind of car you drove and what kind of house you lived in? Or do you want people to say, you know, she was a good and wonderful soldier, Father. She reached out and she cared about others. And really, the whole point of our life here is to be able to reach out and help others. Because the one thing in all the trials and tribulations I've been through, and believe me, I've been through hell and back. I think I'm on my seventh life now.
Oh, no, Brandy was telling me a few of her things as a child, and I was almost crying last night. She's, you know, it takes a lifetime to really get to know somebody. Like, it takes a lifetime to really get to know the Lord and stuff. But we all have wounds out there, Brandy, and the people out there listening, maybe you don't believe in God. Maybe you're out in the darkness, and God is light, and God is love. And I just want to interject here, Brandy, because we have about five minutes left.
Yeah. The
scripture in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, it says, I will restore you to health, and I will heal your wounds, saith the Lord. Now, he also says, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, saith the Lord. Now, is that a wonderful promise? That is in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. How many people out there have wounds? I have wounds. I have hurts. You know.
We all have a story to tell.
But even continually, like, I didn't hear, I am broken up from my boyfriend, and it's like a knife in me because he was supposed to call yesterday, didn't call today. And what do I do with that pain? Well, I have to get on the radio and comfort you, even though I have a pain in my heart right now because it hurts my feelings. So what I have to do, I have to humble myself. It's not about me. And I have to just give this pain over to the Lord and focus on you. And this is just a little pain, but I'm just sharing right now. I was just so hoping.
When you do that, what happens is that you end up helping yourself. I can't tell you, I do personal development and conflict management, and I learn so much about myself when I am able to help others, because something that somebody is working on will go back and re-click with me, and I will redefine that where I was back in that moment, and I can heal from it. And the whole powerful point of all that is that when we start to re-heal within ourselves, then we forgive. You
have to forgive
until you forgive.
Right. Now, Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple if you don't forgive 70 times 7 in one day. I have to live a life of forgiveness because I get my feelings hurt. If my girlfriend doesn't text me from Naples or wherever, I'm like, why did my girlfriend text me? Get over it, Kay. It's not about me, but I get very teary-eyed. I'm very sensitive. And the Lord, I'm not supposed to be sitting here licking my wounds. I'm supposed to be out of my need, giving to you so I can be healed. Now, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58:8, it says, then will your light break out like the dawn, and you will recover speedily, and your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard, where you've been forsaken and hated, with nobody coming through. I will make you an everlasting pride in a joy from generation to generation. How do you want God to take your wounds and make you a joy and a blessing to everybody? You have to let it go, right, Brandy? We've got about 4 minutes, Brandy. What do you want to tell? The people are hurting out there. We're going to be on next Monday night. But, Brandy, give them, you know, another minute here. What do you want to tell the people that are driving home tonight in New York City?
I just just want to give you an upbeat, because until you can start to understand and let go of your past hurts, you're not able to move forward. And in order to move forward, too, you need to rekindle your spirit wherever you are in life. You know, I had put my wall up for years, and it wasn't until I realized that the only person I was hurting by doing that was me. And learn how to become a better listener when you are going through trials and tribulations, not only listening to others, but to listen to yourself. Find out who you are. Start making little innuendos within yourself to be able to start self-healing. Don't be afraid to tell your story. So many times in life, we're ashamed of what may have happened in our life in the past, and we keep carrying it. Baggage.
Right.
And until we confront it and release it and get healed from it and let it go, we stay stagnant in our everyday life.
We stay stagnant, Brandy, and we talked about this last week. If you want a copy of the show, just email me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com, because we've got about 2 minutes left.
That you are a beautiful person, that you are unique and special, and God only made one of you.
God loves you.
One of you.
God loves you. And one more thing with that, with your spirit. The Bible says our spirit is the candle of the Lord. Our spirit is our little candle shining. And the darkness and all the aggravations in life try to snuff your candle out. That's why you need to get together with another candle and get on fire and get together with other people of like faith so you can keep your candle burning bright. Now, Brandy, we're running out of time here, so we want to close. We have about 1-2 minutes left, and this show is a brand new show, and the whole show is to inspire you and to try to communicate God's love. Last week was about hope, okay? Psychiatrists say, when people commit suicide, they have absolutely not one spark of hope, no light at the end of the tunnel. And we're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. If you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911. Okay, we're not dealing with that. We're only dealing with the candle of the Lord and the light of the Lord. So to get your light back, open up your heart and just receive the Holy Spirit. Brandy, do you want to say anything else before we get off the air here?
No, I just want to thank you so much for having me on, Kay, and I wish you, I know this show is going to take off and just be something that can be a very strong healing power in the world for New York, and as you expand, I think that what you're doing is so beautiful.
Well, thank you, Brandy.
And the Lord is on your side.
He's on our side. He's our cheerleader. Now, this song that's coming on, you guys, listen, you got to be bad. You got to be bold. You got to be wiser. You got to be hard. You got to be tough. You got to be cool.
Right.
You got to be calm. You got to stay together.
Exactly.
Love will save the day. We're going to try to help you guys stay calm and cool and tough and strong. Listen to this song. We love you, Brandy. Thank you so much for coming on the air. God bless you.
God bless, honey.
You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together.